And let's land. Let us begin our January 5th wrap session. We have one more together after this. So let's land. Feet on the ground. Feel your roots reaching down from your feet deep into the center of the earth. So we're going to take three nice deep breaths and just fill up your whole diaphragm. Let your stomach expand. Let your lungs expand. And with each exhale, let everything drain, everything unnecessary drain down through your legs, down through your feet, deep into the earth where it can be transformed into something new. Two more, just like that. And with the roots staying nice and firm and deep in the ground, and yet your legs are soft, they're relaxed. Your pelvis is relaxed. Your body's being supported by the chair. Sitting up straight, but not rigid. Your spine is soft. Just letting your skeleton do the work of holding you up. And let your shoulders drop forward in an exaggerated way. And then slowly roll them up towards your ears. And let your shoulder blades slide down your back, leaving you with a nice open chest. Head is balanced on the top of your spine. Your neck has no effort in holding up. Jaw is soft. Cheekbones are soft. Forehead is soft. And the top of your head and your scalp are soft. And again, letting anything that does not serve you release down through your body, down through your feet, down through the roots into the center of the earth, leaving you spacious. An open vessel, ready to receive light. And letting some of that heavenly, awesome, divine, beautiful light coming down through the top of your head and filling you up. And with this light, bring your attention to your heart. And either just feeling gratitude for all that you are, all that you have, all that you get to do. Or call someone or something to mind that you are so grateful for. And let your heart warm with the buzz. And we're going to call attention to your mind's eye, kind of in your low forehead, between your eyes. Where your vision for yourself may arise. And feel and fill you with a feeling of familiarity. This vision connected with your heart is home. So here we have vision with heart. Now we'll drop attention down to the solar plexus, your root of action. Your motor into the world. The motor of the vehicle that moves you forward while you stay strong and stand tall in your heart with your vision. Feeling the strength and power of the sun emanating from your solar plexus. Knowing that this heat can cut through any insecurity or indecisiveness. Anything you need to move forward can be cleared up coming from here. When you have a question, you need only ask, which solution will cause me to feel most empowered? So letting the knowingness of the strength of your vision, the power of your heart, extend throughout your whole body, filling every cell with remembrance. And then letting the vision come forth to where we are this morning, Monday morning. Here you are at the beginning of a new week, and still at the beginning of a brand new year. Letting your vision transform into a goal for the week. An intention. What is the best thing that you can do this week to move forward, stepping into your best self? Bringing this into language, bringing this into a specific goal and or intention, and writing it down. If you're using the RapStar One Pager, there's a place for this week's goal and intention on there. Otherwise, on a piece of paper is just fine. I encourage you to identify one aspect of your foundation, something that we've been working on through this course. What is one thing that you can move forward this week? Just one. And then knowing what this week is about, as far as you know at this point, what are any influences that will be affecting how it plays out? If anybody in your house isn't feeling well, if you have people still in from out of town, or is it a week still of re-entry into, quote, regular life? Are you still working on your goals for this year? What is the flavor of this week? And with that bigger context understood, let's move into the initial calendar scan. So pulling up your calendar. And the first pass are all of your appointments and timed commitments listed. This is also when you can review your recurring scheduled time containers. Just kind of looking at the overall view. Does anything need to shift? And if you are instituting some new practices for this year, are there any time containers to add? So we'll take a good minute here. Just kind of reviewing the landscape. And then checking to make sure that any preparation for any of the things on your schedule? Is there any prep that still needs to happen that isn't already accounted for in your to-do manager? And you may want to look 2 weeks out for this so that you're not caught unawares next week. Any reference materials you still need to get your hands on? Anything? Any agendas that need to be prepped up? And then scanning out a few weeks, are there any significant upcoming deadlines, due dates, workshops that you're putting on, anything at all? And take a few weeks, take a look a few weeks out, seeing as you may not have been looking much at this. When I'm in December, I seem to have a blind spot about January. So if you're at all like me, you definitely want to be looking at your whole month. What's on the landscape that are big, significant things that you can be moving forward? We'll take a minute here to review for those. And these can also be self-imposed deadlines. So if you have been doing some planning for the new year, you've got some new things on the horizon, these aren't necessarily all externally imposed deadlines. These can be internally imposed as well. And then finally, do you need to add any buffer time to any of the appointments on your schedule to allow for a transition time, travel, prep, processing, any of that good stuff? Just making sure that you've got a comfortable amount of space in between each of your appointments so that you're able to move through your day in the space that you want to be moving through your day. And if you do have any particular times that are more compact than you're normally comfortable with or wanting to have, making sure that you're doing something either before, during, or after to make it, to give yourself some come home time. Heart home, not necessarily your physical home. And then checking in with yourself to see which additional self-support time containers would help you be healthy, happy, and whole this week. Exercise, these might be for mind states, creative time container. Do you have your biz nourishing or admin sessions included in so that you have the peace of mind of knowing that just regular maintenance, bill paying, and that kind of thing is staying up to date? Would it be helpful to schedule any sessions for working on your goals? And our final pass with the calendar for now, taking a look day by day and assessing how much discretionary work time you have to dedicate to your different projects. Taking a look just day by day, remembering to leave open a good 30, 40, maybe even 50% free for transition time, spontaneity, etc. So hopefully by now you have a bit of a sense of what your multiplier is. So if you see a 4-hour block, what does that actually mean as far as how much that you can schedule? Is it 3 hours? Is it 2 hours? Depends on how much flexibility you need throughout the day. There's no right or wrong. It just has to do with what your flow is. Thumbs up if you've got all of your calendar stuff taken care of. Okay, I see Rowan, Lisa, Tamara, Denise, great, and Karen, great. Okay, thanks you guys. Alrighty, let's move on to reviewing your pool of possibilities. So, first of all, starting out with last week's list, is there anything still on there that needs to be moved off? How did it go? Was your percentage of time for what you had scheduled, was it realistic? Basically, is there anything to learn from last week that can help inform you on putting together a wiser list for this week? This is also the time to sort of clear the slate. So reviewing your this week tag, is there anything to be taken out, to be rewritten, to be made more clear, to be turned into a smaller item? What didn't get done? Was it because it wasn't as important as you thought it was? Or was it not clear enough? Were you resisting it for some reason? And if so, give yourself a big dose of compassion, ask why, and listen honestly. And then going through and creating your pool of possibilities. So tagging items in your to-do manager for this week. So looking through each project, checking in with each project that you've got in there. What is relevant for this week? And the items that you select for this week, make sure at this point that they are single items. They're single next actions. They're doable. They start with a verb to help your brain remember what I need to do with it. There's nothing else that needs to happen before that one. And give it its tags, mind state, estimated amount of time. You can include a first pass at priority. And once you scan through one project, then go to the next. So if you're using your RapStar One Pager, you might have a couple other places to remember to look. You might have a single actions folder in your to-do manager. I talked about a goal, like a tracking snapshot for goals in the goals lesson. So if you've got something like that going, do you have any checklists that you reference for weekly, either weekly info that you delegate or client checklists, your pendings? Where do you look for your items for this week? And give yourself the gift of the reminder of just having that written down so you remember. You don't have to remember from your head. These are the places that I look. Okay, I'm starting the timer. We're going to take a solid 5 minutes, and if you think of other things that need to be added into your to-do manager for this, put them in there. Go ahead and put them in there. So again, a friendly reminder for the single next actions. Those are the only things that should end up getting a this week tag. And if it's helpful to do a more, I want to say, visual version of this, for example, setting using a more intention-based process. So seeing what you want to have done by the end of the week, or visually seeing something, seeing the end result, and then choosing a couple of single actions that are going to move you in that direction. So if that would be easier than simply going by a project and sub-project and task related way, you can do that. And then once you have your pool of this week's, start looking at them from different directions, meaning sort by different tags. For example, focus, mindset, and this week. High priority, and this week, and so on. What kind of time containers would be helpful to schedule for the work that you've got tagged for this week? What kind of time estimates do you have for your highs? Is that realistic? So looking through the lens of mind state and or priority. So get a feel for what you're asking of yourself for this week. Does it feel right? Does it feel realistic? And does it make sense time-wise? And also, have you spread out your highs and mediums and lows? Everything cannot be a high priority. So the other part of this process, just as a reminder, is to be adding up the estimated amount of time for all of the different items that you have tagged for this week and making sure that it is not more than the time that you have available. So we still have another 3 minutes here. And I'm not sure when you stepped off. We're doing the final review of your pool of possibilities and double-checking that the estimated amount of time that you have designated, it doesn't exceed your time available. Just reviewing your list for time containers and priorities and being realistic. Okay, thumbs up if you're all good on that part. See Lisa Carr, Tamara, Karen, Shakti Lisa. Okay, great. Thanks, Denise. And can't tell. I think Rowan's still there. You're still there, yeah, Rowan? Not sure if she's hearing me. Okay, so let's wrap up with a mini daily preview, right? So looking at what you've just identified for the week, that was for the whole week. So let's look at just today. Let's look at the landscape of your day, anything to help it move more smoothly. What are your specific priorities for today? When approximately are you planning on doing them? And just sort of do a mental walkthrough of the day. Is there anything that looks like it might be a little bit chunky that can be smoothed out? When is lunch happening? When are you getting exercise? All that good stuff. So just kind of go through that checklist. Just kind of mentally walk through your day. We'll take a minute here. Well, righty then. Any questions, comments, concerns? What the hecks? This could be smoother. Something. Anyone want to unmute? And yeah, Karen, just go ahead and unmute.
Well, as you said, technology is getting the best of us today. I can't access my to-do manager. Toodle-doo,
hey.
For some reason. I can't do it, so.
Oh.
And it just reminds me, whenever there's a technological difficulty like this, I don't know who to go to. I mean, this is just an example, but I run into things all the time where my phone's not syncing with my this as it's supposed to be, or this isn't working like it's supposed to be. And figuring those things out are such a huge time suck for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if anybody has any person that they go to. How do you guys deal with this kind of stuff? I mean, I imagine I'm not the only one who experiences this.
So I'll mention the two local people that I know for you, and then if anybody has anybody else. And I'm just now realizing, Karen, that I posted them on Facebook, and I may have forgotten to send them to you.
Ah, okay.
Busted. Okay, so I will send you both of those. So there's okay. Joey Gallo and there's Rob Sheldon. Rob is a little bit more in the IT realm of stuff and like the whole networking blah, blah, blah stuff. And then Joey Gallo does a lot of the like user interface. Like I think his specialty is more the user interface type of stuff.
Okay.
So, absolutely. Just have a running list. Everybody should just have a running list of those things when it comes up and you're like, and it might not be enough to call about that one thing. But then when you've got five things, you're like, okay, that's it. Call. And Joey's rates are really reasonable, especially if you say, oh, hey, Sean sent me his first hourly rate is like 20 or 25 bucks an hour. Like he's super,
okay.
Really reasonable. And he is based in Grass Valley now.
Okay, great.
So does anybody have anybody else besides Joey and Rob up in the Nevada County area?
Well, I'll let you know that my mom bought me a computer for my birthday last week, and which is why I was having some technical difficulties this morning trying to get this computer hooked up to a Google Hangouts. But we got it from Best Buy, and they, when you buy, well, you don't even have to buy a computer there. You can just sign up for their Geek Squad, and I don't know what it is, what the cost is when you aren't buying a computer, but when you sign up for their services, it applies to three different devices, even if they weren't purchased there, for any question. And, you know, even like you can drop off your device there at their place and they don't make a charge, you know, they'll just, you know, check it for viruses or do whatever. So that's something else to consider too, because now I feel like I've got problems with one of my other computers. If I had something with my iPad, I can call up, they can dial into it, and they cover these three different devices. So anyway, that's another possibility.
So they'll mostly be working with you remotely?
Yeah, but you can also take the stuff and drop it off in Auburn,
okay.
Too.
Got it. Great. Okay. Another option. Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. So there's a few resources for you, Karen, and great
okay.
Question. Thank you. And I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
that's actually one of the reasons that when I'm traveling, I don't love Asana because it is online-based only, and the interface on my Nexus of Asana is and I can't always get online with that. It doesn't do some of the sub-projects on my offline version. Sorry to hear that. Anyone else have any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns about our wrap session? Just any little bugaboos that have been kind of not working for you on it. Oh, Okay, well then let's take a 5-minute break and we will come back. And I would love to, so obviously any specific questions that you have, but I would love to do some goal unrolling. So be it a big thing for the year, just a small thing that you're just kind of, you know, kind of formulating, whatever kind of vision type of stuff that you have, let's pull it all the way through the process from vision to the conditions to the goals to all the way down to the to-do manager and to the calendar. We're going to take it all the way down. So if I would love some volunteers for that also. So if you're thinking about something that you would like to either just share or go through the process together. Alrighty? Great.
Okay.
See you in 5 minutes.